The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary, and all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
With the latest in real estate news, you can learn all the facts that will keep you on track and use them any way you choose.
And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera, and her co-host, Scott Forsino. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution.
Good evening and happy Monday. I'm Victoria Riva De Nera, president of the Northeast Division for Exit Realty Corp International, and I'm also a New York licensed real estate broker for the past 25 years. And once again, as like every other Monday in the past, I am here tonight with my co-host, Scott Forsino, in the man cave at WFAS. And obviously, we are on the airwaves at WFASAM.com, and we're also on New York's 1230 AM. But we are also live streaming today on Periscope.tv/HomeSearchTV. We're also on MeerkatApp.com/TimJudge. We're live streaming on Facebook.com/TimJudge. And we're also live streaming on YouTube.com/HomeSearchTV. So although, Scott, they say you have a face for radio, and I had to throw that in this afternoon, which, you know, I'm only joking, we are now on video, and we have been for quite some time. So our listeners can not only hear us, but they can see us.
Yeah, that's great. I've been told I have a face for radio. I guess we're eating up a lot of bandwidth with all these live streaming videos, too. Do we have enough bandwidth there, Scott? I wonder if we have enough bandwidth, can we?
We're good. Cool. You know what I realize now that I'm watching the videos of our shows is that I'm a little fidget here. You know, I move around all the time. I'm constantly, you know, playing with my fingers, my rings. So I'm going to sit still.
Okay.
And it's nice to see you sitting down today.
That comes with experience. I, for the first time, am sitting, although I think best on my feet. We're going for, what's the word of the year now?
The word of the year?
Yeah.
My word of the year?
Yes.
So every year I pick a word that defines what I would like in the upcoming year. My word this year is change.
Right, change. And a lot of change is afoot, and that's one of the reasons why I'm sitting. It's going to give it a change, see how I feel. So far, it's okay.
Yes. What's your word?
Focus.
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 What are we focused on this year in 2016?
Of course, family, career, improvement, and really just getting the most we can out of our lives and our time on Earth.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's very good. I'm glad to see you focused on sitting down tonight.
Yeah. I've focused. Go ahead. What else do you want to know? I have a specific focus tonight.
What's going on in the world?
Well, my focus is on current events today. I know that, listen, it's probably bad news, and probably all of our listeners and viewers have figured out that none of us won Powerball.
I knew none of us would win Powerball.
Well, the
odds
are...
Do you know why I knew that?
Why? Because they're here?
No, because I didn't play.
Oh, okay. I had someone play for me, but even it's interesting. Our office said, who wants to play? It's $3, and can you imagine not playing and that one ticket or that bunch of tickets? Remember that? There's even a movie about that. Imagine being the guy that doesn't put in the few bucks.
Would you cut that person in?
I think no.
You think no?
No. You're in or out. Sorry. So this $1.3 billion, I don't think Scott or Tim or any of us would be here. We might come back just to thank some more listeners, but the show would probably be over 1.3 billion, not a million.
It's nice to know that you're doing this for the money,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, it's all for the money. It's been rolling in so far. So, Powerball, no one won. Another few things in no particular order is I heard that Sean Penn interviewed El Chapo, which is big. I don't know when our movie star actors get to intervene in matters of state and South American drug lords, but we did have Rodman and dear leader Kim Jong, whatever that guy's real name is. I don't know if he listens in on the show. I want to be respectful. Some good news, of course.
Back to that Spicoli.
Right? He needed
That's where it all started.
He said, "Well, if you're here and I'm here, it's our time."
That's
right. The good news, though, I mean, we're all going to feel happy about this. I know that the Ringling Brothers is retiring their pachyderms, their elephants, this May. So
I can't tell you how happy that makes me. Do you know, and I know this is probably a little over the top, but I'm really proud of this, I would not go to the circus because of the treatment of the elephants, and I've never brought my daughter to the circus for that very reason.
Hmm. I have done the opposite. I took them to the circus, and they sat near, they rode a camel, and they sat near a baby Indian elephant. But we pet her, so she was treated well, at least that day. Gave her a bunch of hay. I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but at least that day. But there won't be any more. There used to be, for people who don't know, in New York, the elephants used to go through not Grand Central Station, but Penn Station, because that's where Madison Square Garden, and they would proceed throughout the streets. And on sad news, a rock and roll icon, David Bowie, passed. So we wanted to ask our listeners and ourselves what was maybe our favorite song. I could tell you mine was probably Let's Dance, because I was about 16, 17. And it was a party favorite. What would you say, Victoria? What's yours?
Well, to stay in line with my theme for this year, I would definitely tell you that my favorite David Bowie song was Changes.
Changes, yeah. That's a great one.
Here we go.
You gonna sing along,
Scott?
No,
I don't know. Well, not this one. So those are special. I'm happy that we get this time to. Okay, we're cutting out the radio to give some more listeners. Listen, as a radio station, I'm sure you played Bowie before. So I wonder how our fans think about that, or people I saw all over social media that was a lot of tributes. Really, more than most, more than like Michael Jackson, more than.
I don't know about that.
Well, he affected four decades.
He also had Natalie Cole pass away
65,
just recently.
Right. So, unforgettable.
Yeah.
A friend of mine may be listening, Ed Nickwitz, that was their wedding song in 93.
Unforgettable?
Yep, I remember it.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Yeah,
beautiful tribute to her father when she did the remake with that.
If you recall.
Yes.
Like from old and new and young and back.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah,
very
was,
nice.
That was another one.
Yep. So with the news with David Bowie, though, you know, there was 69 years old. Did you?
Yeah, only 20 years older than me. I gave it my age. It's okay, though. It's all right. I mean, they're good years.
So what are we going to talk about today?
We have a great guest. Can I say her name?
You can say her name, but she's not with us yet. She's going to be calling
in. She's
going to
be calling in, but she can hear. I'll say it now in a relaxed setting before she gets on. Her name is Leslie Ebersole. And she is, I'll read you a pretty great bio. She's a director of the T3 Fellows Brokerage Accelerator Program. That's in real estate. And Leslie brings the Swanepoel T3 Group consulting experience to growing brokerages. T3 Fellows is a year-long education and management development program for brokers and branded teams with sales volumes from 30 to 200 million. Leslie built the BRIX, B-R-I-X, group, a brand within a brand, at Baird & Warner Real Estate in the western suburbs of Chicago. She was responsible for sales management, marketing, communications, lead generation, internet marketing, and social media. The team was recognized as a member of the Baird & Warner's Chairman's Club for Sales Achievement and Innovation. Before turning to real estate, Leslie worked in management, consulting, and technology marketing for 10 years. As a director of marketing for the Foundation Software Division of Accenture, she developed product strategy and launched products in over 30 countries. Leslie now is a moderator of the 15,000 member, which I'm a member of, Raise the Bar Facebook group, a forum where industry professionals discuss improving the real estate business. Leslie's commitment to helping brokers and agents build profitable and innovative business has resulted in industry recognition, including the 2014 and 16 Inman 100, an annual list of the most influential real estate leaders, and the 215 Swanpool Power 200 social media influencers. She's a friend and a trusted colleague, and I think most importantly, she's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we have her on the show today. I'll tell you, you know, you first of all, I want to say that I'm very proud of you for bringing current events to the show. You don't typically do that. You usually give me a hard time for doing that. So I'm very, very proud of you. But there was one thing that you failed to mention, and that was the Golden Globes.
Oh, and yes, there's a
reason that I want to bring that up as we're bringing Leslie in, because, you know, you watch the Golden Globes, and you see all these actors that are there, and some of them, you know, obviously are very, very talented, and they're making millions and millions of dollars. And then you have the other actors who are simply exactly that, actors and pretenders, and pretending to be something that they're really not, and they're never going to get where some of the other actors are. And when you look at that, you say, is that only in the entertainment business? And it's not. It's in every industry, and it's right here in our real estate industry. You know, we have a million realtors that are out there right now under NAR membership, and the average realtor, they're saying, is making about $40,000 gross. And that's absurd. How is that possible? You know, and how is it that some of the agents are just doing so phenomenal and, you know, really doing a really great job and servicing people, servicing their clients? They're really on their game. They know how to market. What is the difference, and how do we change that? And that's why I'm really thrilled that you have invited Leslie here, and we have her on the show, because she started a group called Raise the Bar. And my understanding about Raise the Bar is that the goal of this group is to communicate, to stimulate conversation, raise awareness about issues, and affect the level of professionalism as it relates to the consumer. Mm-hmm. And how great is that?
It's a great tie-in. Leslie, you there?
I am here.
Thank you for coming.
So, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for including me.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure. So times have changed, and I just gave a little bit of an intro of what your group is about, but I really probably just touched on the surface. I'd like for you to let our listeners know exactly how this started, why it is in existence, and what the benefits are to the consumer.
Sure. I wish I could take credit for creating it. But that goes to my friend Michael McClure, who about 5 years ago started a series of Twitter conversations with some other well-regarded people in the industry. And by well-regarded, I don't necessarily mean the glamour girls and boys, but people like Sean Carpenter, who really dig in at the agent level and help agents to develop businesses that are around a value set around service rather than we need to make money, but then, you know, just chasing the dollar. So it started on Twitter, and Mike started the Facebook group sometime later, and then as an active participant, very active, maybe two and a half years ago, he asked me to help moderate it. And so it's Michael and I keeping an eye on about 15,000 people who post everything from my client wants to fire me because another agent says they're going to do better marketing to my broker just said this, or this bad thing just happened. I mean, that's sort of the garden variety post. Then you get some people posting very thoughtful questions about what should new agent development look like? What should new agent training look like? If you're going to form a team, how should a team be organized? And these are long, ongoing conversations. The individual posts and threads might be, you know, 30, 40, 50 comments, but many people keep coming back as they grow and develop their business and running their ideas out against the group, and then developing their own businesses and improvements to their own businesses based on the feedback.
So basically what I'm hearing you say is it's a social media mastermind. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Many people do call this a mastermind group.
Okay.
Some people use it for problem solving. Other people, and Scott certainly watches this along with me, other people every day, they are truly thinking out problem solving and ways to serve clients better.
Hmm. And that's, I mean, that's the strength of it, I think. The I think clients never know, and I really, the point I wanted to hit home with you, Leslie, is that betterment, that improvement that we experience from communicating, even though it's around the country in some jurisdictions, a question may not be applicable, despite the fact that the clients, it is a closed, it is an open group, but the clients may not be aware. How do you think that conversation affects the home buyer or the home seller? Because people do spend a lot of time there. I've seen comment threads go over a weekend. I mean, there's some famous...
There are the hundreds of comments.
I've seen them go, I mean, last, and you think when it's over, it's just not. But when we, what would a buyer or seller experience as a benefit from their broker on this forum?
Well, the interesting, you know, the blessing and the curse of real estate is that it is extraordinarily local. Most agents work when I was an agent and a broker, I worked for exactly one brand. In fact, my license is still with, it happens to be a company called Baird & Warner in the Chicago area. It's a phenomenal brand. It's great, but then so is Rebax, and so is Coldwell Banker, and so is Exit, and so are my friends over at Keller. But the practices in an individual office can sometimes become, become very specific to the broker who's running it at the time or to the dominant agent personalities. And so when an agent gets outside of her own patch, her own five zip codes, or her own office, and even if she's just going to company events, or then she gets online, or then she starts going maybe to some training events or conferences, she hears different ways of solving problems. That's got to be great for the consumer. I'm absolutely positive it's good for the consumer, because more ideas in the bucket mean that you're not stuck with just one answer on how to do something. Sometimes just hearing the problem presented differently helps an agent to think about how she's going to handle the next negotiation better, or how she's going to market in a more transparent and ethical way. It's sunshine. That's why the group is public, and that's why we strongly encourage people going out into the world and hearing different things.
That's great, Leslie. I mean, what you're saying is, you know, this sharing of ideas is always a learning opportunity. I love that you said that, and I love that it benefits the consumer. We have to go to a break right now. I'm going to invite our listeners, if they would like to join in on this conversation, to call in at 914-693-5700. Again, that's 914-693-5700.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138. Or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com. NannyMac.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
My conferences.
And we're back. We are talking about raising the bar in the real estate industry. And if you would like to join in on the conversation, please give us a call at 914-693-5700.
Hi, yes, Leslie, I'm glad you touched on conferences and sessions and high-level, what I consider to be high-level training. I don't know if clients ever know that their agent is getting on a plane, getting a hotel in Times Square and attending an Inman conference or NAR in New Orleans. But I guess, is it your belief that indirectly those clients are dramatically or drastically put in a better position because of this really, really, what I call and consider to be high-level training? I mean, is that the experience?
Most of the top agents and brokers and teams that I know, and it happens to be my world, they do go out. They go outside their own zip codes, whether it's to their brokerage event, JetBlue, or what's the next one, R4, or I'm sure Exit has one. The consumer benefits because the agent is forced. An agent that thinks about new things is probably a better problem solver, probably a better marketer, probably more willing to use technology to service the client better. If you just waited for information to trickle down from the home office or from the franchise, the agent adoption is not going to be as great as when he is with 1,000 or 2,000 people, all of whom have suddenly gone paperless, and you're the one sitting there with 10 deal files on your front. So exposure to people who are doing more interesting things opens up an agent's mind, opens up a broker's mind, and I believe that helps the client to take advantage of the best thinking that might be available in the industry, or very good thinking, let's call it that.
I think that, you know, my knock on some of the online conversations, we even in Raise the Bar, is I'm in Kansas City and you're in Miami, or someone's in Boston and someone else is in Vegas. Those obviously have different, you know, local laws and maybe transaction specific. That's I think the downside. But the upside, however, is are I think those things that are national, such as the code of ethics or the adoption, the use of some software or an app or a website, or kind of even the use of video. That's the kind of thing that I think really it speaks to your point that people benefit from hearing something they never would have otherwise.
Even just learning that there are state or regional specific laws is valuable because it helps you understand the reason for a rule. It took me a couple of years to figure out agency. I didn't really understand agency until I understood how state license law decided, or, you know, prescribed how brokers created agency or not with their clients. So you folks are in New Jersey
New York.
Or New
York? New York. No, New York's more important than New Jersey. Yeah.
Only to New Yorkers.
That's what we think. That's what we think.
Yeah, only to New Yorkers.
We think that.
Right.
We're sure of it.
So what we have in common is that, and in my area, we're all attorneys. Why is that important to an agent who does escrow closings in California?
Good
question.
Because
you learn that there is the closing of the escrow is a set of procedures, and different people do it. It forces you to understand truly what an escrow closing is. when you've got somebody like you or me going, oh, well, the attorneys do it in Illinois. The attorneys are title agents. That helps the person, especially a newer agent in California, understand that that title company representative, I believe, it has agency or something like that. I don't know California license law. So I think even the state-specific conversations, when people are open to learning, are valuable. How does that benefit the consumer? A more knowledgeable agent is a better agent and better able to problem solve.
Yeah, I think they're even more into their business. As someone who's not as interested and wants to watch daytime shows, is, you know, that not the agent? Then Victoria has a point, wants to mention how to select an agent, how to kind of vet an agent. Should you use your mom's friend's cousin who really wants to meet new clients? You know, that's one thing. That's one way to really sift through, I think, capable, competent, interested agents.
Well, before we even jump onto that, I mean, the sharing of the ideas, the networking, you know, getting face-to-face with other agents from other places, when you're at these conferences, it always gives the opportunity for more learning. And anytime you're learning-based, you're always going to become a better agent. I totally agree with Leslie. And going back to these conferences and the training and the exhibits and the webinars that agents are participating in, are you finding, Leslie, that they are returning with better skills and that they are implementing the stuff that they're learning?
The people in my world do. It may be self-selected. The people who I interact with a lot of agents and brokers, the people who respect that I believe in ongoing and continual learning are people who also believe that. I think there's many agents who do just fine, mostly working out of their local office, when they have a really strong broker, and you have a broker going out and bringing things back. But there, I think it's like fresh water. You need to have it continually flushing things out. I'm just so blessed to have friends all over the country who have pushed me farther than I ever thought I could go. And so, yeah, I do think that these are among the most successful agents. We can always find one-offs of somebody who's never been to a conference and isn't paperless, and she likes her deal files, who does extraordinary service.
Okay, so that leads me into the next question for you, because I agree with you. I do see that there are certain circles that are really on their game, and they always are looking to improve, and they always want to stay ahead of the curve, and they show up, and they implement, and that is a wonderful environment to be in, and it's wonderful to network with these kinds of people because you're constantly sharing that information back and forth. But unfortunately, in our industry, we have quite a few people, basically the majority, and that's the unfortunate part, that are below average, and they're just not really up to speed on what they should be doing as a real estate professional. And I'm talking about some of the people who are part-timers, who are just, you know, in the game because they think it's some sort of a get-rich-quick scheme, and they're here today, gone tomorrow. You know, how does the consumer determine who are the real professionals? You know, how is it that we can differentiate these people? And I love that you have this group, because this group, you know, comes together and they're pushing everything forward. But what about the majority that's not a part of this group? How does the consumer determine that?
So here's what I would suggest. The first place to look for information about agents is in their digital footprint. Is that fair? I don't care if it's fair. It's transparent and it's authentic.
It's reality, too.
Yeah. An agent who goes to the trouble of describing what they do online in a findable place with real examples. And we can argue endlessly about reviews versus testimonials versus ratings. I would look for agents who have something in that. It doesn't have to be the person with 150 reviews on Zillow. It does have to be a fairly, a somewhat substantial and consistent body of reviews, ratings, testimonials from clients, and I believe in local, this is a personal opinion, that are in the area that someone wants to buy or sell a house. I'm in a big MLS. I'm in Northern Illinois, MRED. We have over 40,000 agents. I am licensed to sell hours from my house within my MLS. My team, when I sold, we didn't work much beyond about 7 zip codes because I don't believe in an agent to be expert outside their area. I know people are going to jump up and down and say, no, I could do anything anywhere. I personally don't believe that. So I would look for reviews and ratings in the areas that a consumer intends to buy or sell. I actually believe in personal references, which doesn't mean your sister's cousin's hairdresser's niece. It does. I do believe in the power of community to shape agents and help them behave in the long term. Because a reputation is priceless. A reputation is part of what you bring to market. It's part of an agent's personal brand. And that reputation can be tested through ratings, reviews, and testimonies, but also personal references. So it doesn't mean that you don't talk to your cousin's hairdresser's niece or whoever. It does mean you're going to use other tests. People who have a house like yours who have sold it and they had a good experience, that's an agent you might want to look up online and review that person online. I think that am I talking about what you wanted to talk about?
You are. You know, I asked how the consumer can determine who the real professionals are and separate them from those who are, you know, kind of just playing in the game but not really doing much.
Right.
And basically what you're telling me is to really focus in on the experience. But, Leslie, I want to hold that thought for you because we have a caller on the line and I want to bring it into the discussion because I'm hoping that he wants to join in on what we're talking about right now. Phil, are you with us?
I am.
Well, thank you for... Oh, Bill. Is it Bill or Phil?
This is Bill.
Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, are you listening to where we're at right now?
I've been listening very intently, and there's some interesting information being shared.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this. Are you in the business?
I am the regional owner for Exit Realty in the state of Massachusetts.
Okay.
Served... twice now as president of my local association and very much engaged in this conversation about professionalism. And I find it very intriguing, very important for the consumer. And I have some concerns, and this topic that you're talking about right now about how the consumer decides whether or not the agent that they're going to deal with is the right agent and is committed to raising the bar, so to speak. And I love that term.
So are you disagreeing or you are agreeing?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag, to be honest with you. I think that the point about the digital footprint is very, very good, but I don't want that to be misconstrued because I am concerned about the ratings discussion that's going on in our industry right now. I'm not sure that the consumer should rely on ratings any more than I would rely on ratings when buying a computer online. Because there's a bunch of stars in front of a rating. And I caution that we need to be very careful about making decisions based on stars or some number code or whatever it may be. And instead, it's important that we investigate carefully when hiring any professional to represent us, number one. I think that is disconcerting for me. Even to look at a digital footprint, because if I'm really good at my work online, I can make myself look awfully good, but that doesn't mean I am good. Does that make sense?
Leslie, you want to tackle that?
Well, I would say I'm not suggesting. I think whether you start with a personal referral, a flyer dropped on your front door, or on some site that's got a bunch of ratings and reviews, I think that is a starting point. I think there's some investigatory steps that have to do with interviews, how you interview an agent, and what you interview for. I just so strongly encourage agents to create that digital footprint. I think that people who lie and cheat are going to lie and cheat no matter what, and there are going to be people who exaggerate their success. I also think that comes out in the wash because people who aren't truthful and transparent online are going to get found out when they go on a call. So I am not disagreeing that there are other things that need to happen, but I'm also going to continue to argue for agents to build a digital footprint with a whole, not just with STARS, but with a whole bunch of sources of credibility.
So basically what you're saying, Leslie, is that when an agent, whether they're getting started or they're trying to bring their business to the next level, needs to start somewhere, and they need to really get a foundation. And that's basically what Raise the Bar is all about, you know, just getting out there and pushing forward and having a starting point.
Yes. Hey, Bill, if I may, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I didn't mean it to sound like a judgment of what you were saying, Leslie. I think my concern is that the Zillows and NAR now with their rating program that they're working on, my concern is that we don't make it sound so simple. So, yes, I agree. With your digital footprint and with the interview process and with testimonials, you know, and actually teach the consumer how to interview the agent, I think that is, would go a long way toward making a good decision. So we agree. There are just little nuances that we may disagree on.
Okay.
Bill,
we have to go to a break.
Oh, we have to go to a break?
Yep.
Okay.
If you'd like to join in on the conversation, again, give us a call at 914-693-5700. Our phones are lighting up here. We have quite a few callers when we return. We will be back in just a few seconds.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO Pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back. And we have quite a few callers waiting. Phil, are you on the line? I know we had Bill before. Now we have Phil. Phil, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Phil. How are you today?
I'm excited about your guest.
Awesome.
We are, too. So Bill's as well? Bill and Phil?
Phil's here, too.
Bill, okay. So I have a question for
you. Let's hear what Phil has to say.
Oh, okay.
Phil's jumping into the discussion.
Great.
Or you have a question?
Well, you know, I must confess that, you know, I also do real estate for a living. So I have I'm tuning in late. So I'd love to know what you've asked, Leslie, and maybe somebody could share some of the brilliance with me, and I can try and bring up the rear.
Phil, I've asked a pretty general question. I think you and I have asked before of each other. Does the consumer experience a benefit from those brokers like yourself that attend conferences and what I consider to be high-level specialized training? Is there a benefit? Do the clients get a better agent, a better broker? I know you as a broker owner and also a former president of the MLS, and Bill runs a region. And
he's also a former president of the MLS.
Also, excuse me, Bill, I didn't realize that. So, I mean, I'd love you both to touch that point, as Leslie did. One thing I want to say myself, I think so, because you're holding yourself out there as a pro, so you're being more accountable to the public and maybe your own local area. So you guys grab that.
Well, you said the word consumer experience, so I suppose that if I were going to in one day have the largest financial event of my life with a 30-year financial commitment and, you know, a mortgage involved, I'd want a smarter person with their hands on the wheel of the transaction. So one of the things that scares me, and Leslie probably can relate to this, is when people ask a very fundamental question in social media groups asking for advice on how to handle a sensitive legal matter or something like that on behalf of their client, where if their client knew that they didn't know what they were doing about this particular subject and were crowdsourcing an answer, the client would lose their mind.
Yeah.
What do you say, Bill?
I think I'd want a smart person that doesn't go to social media and ask basic stuff.
No, we have another caller. I'd like to bring him into the conversation as well. Joe, are you still with us?
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, do you have a question, or are you joining the conversation?
Joe.
And are you in the business, or are you a consumer?
Yes, this is Joe Guzman, also known as El Chapo. I'm looking for Sean Penn, please.
Yeah, well...
Okay, we got you.
All
I don't
right.
know if that was the actual El Chapo. I think he's under apprehension, but... maybe he's out. I don't know.
You know what? It takes all time.
He got through that tunnel last time.
You have to keep the show going.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go back to Bill. Bill, what are your thoughts on what Phil was saying?
I have to be honest with you. I lost track after that last caller.
You were very impressed that we got him to call the show, huh?
Really? Yeah, that's a big deal. So, I mean, Bill, we're just talking about it's a real simple question, because we see so much action on these Facebook groups or even at conferences. Is it a lot of fun for the realtors? Yes, it is. But do clients, wherever anyone gets back to their home state, do they get much better agents?
So basically you're asking a question saying when an agent goes to a conference or a training or attends a webinar, are they bringing back this information? Are they putting this skill into effect? And are they bringing it back to the consumer to become a better agent?
Yeah, should agents be happier that they get their house sold or they get the house of their dreams?
Okay. Phil, go ahead.
I would jump in and say that I mirror what Leslie was saying, that yes, if any sharing of ideas, perspectives, nuances, I think all of that is beneficial, and the consumer benefits, of course. And those that are involved in the groups and attend the conferences, they are the ones that tend to set the pace. I don't think that for the most part, my concern being is that the consumer, as Phil mentioned, doesn't take the time or would be very appalled at some of these questions that people are crowdsourcing. I don't necessarily think that a consumer would be upset by that unless the question was completely off base. I believe that the consumer would be happy that their agent is out there trying to get the best answer possible. In the example, Phil, that you used, I maybe would refer them to an attorney, would be the right advice, but neither here nor there. The point being that Leslie made, and I agree with, and the question is that yes, those that go to conferences and are online interfacing in these groups are certainly going to bring a better experience to the consumer.
Hmm. So here's what the question was originally, and that here's where we are now. How do the consumers determine who are the real professionals versus those that are just out there using some sort of perception. And Leslie, I know you're still with us. I know that you said earlier that it is very important that they have a starting point and they have a foundation, you know, but how is it that a consumer can make a wise choice when choosing the proper real estate professional? And Phil, I'd like to go to you for that.
Okay, well, I would say first,
treat it
as though you are hiring somebody you would hire and pay almost a full-time salary for the year. Think about that commission. And when you think about that commission, it doesn't mean that it should be lower. What it means is that you should think about what you're getting for the money. And that doesn't necessarily mean a 230-point listing plan. What it means is that the person has, you know, if it's a listing, that they have a marketing plan and that they can talk about what they do in their marketing plan that is tied to the sale of the house. There's a whole bunch of people, things that agents say to people, they have nothing to do with selling the house, or they have nothing to do with the skill in negotiating. Ask about their negotiation styles. Ask about how many houses like theirs they've sold. It doesn't have to be necessarily in the same subdivision, but many of us have like subdivisions across our communities. I think numbers are important. I think people should hire agents with some numbers, and you say, but there's lots of new people. That's fine. Agents on a team, or agents being mentored, or agents being closely supervised for a broker can do a really nice job. Because maybe they don't have a whole lot of clients, and so they are going to dance attendance on you the entire time. As long as you can prove that the broker is involved. And that's, you know, that's just fine. Or that there's a team leader, that there's a mentor. So I would like demonstrable proof on representing a seller. I'd like to see a marketing plan that's written down and the person can explain. And the person can explain why they do the things that they do. And the things that they do that maybe aren't relevant. You know, some of us have opinions about open houses. Some people love them. Some people don't like them. Ask the agent what they do and why. And then on buyer's agents, I want to hear about endurance and negotiating. You know, I don't think somebody needs to see 100 houses, but gosh, in a tough market, man, you might be showing and showing and showing until you get an offer accepted. And I want an agent who's available for me when I need to go look at that house this afternoon. If we don't go look at it, we are going to lose it. So, whether it's full-time or being a member of a team, availability is huge.
So, these are the things that you would recommend a consumer ask. And Phil, what are your thoughts on that? Phil, are you still with us? I think we lost Phil. Bill, are you still with us? I think we lost the boys. Leslie, it's just us. That's great.
I'm here, Victoria.
Oh, okay. There they are. They're coming back.
I think it's one or the other, the way it's sounding.
Yeah. So who was that? Was that Bill or Phil?
No, this is Bill.
Okay. So your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with those points exactly. It's a case of just interviewing, not only interviewing relative, in my opinion, relative to skills and past experiences, but the consumer really, this is a very emotional transaction, and the consumers really need to think about, do I like this person? Do I feel comfortable with them? Do I relate to them well, or are we totally mismatched? And you know, it's very important that when we are working with someone at that level, and as we come closer to the closing, we all know that things go wrong and things get rather heated and the pressure builds. The consumer has to feel right about the relationship and know that they can hang their hat on that relationship and feel okay. They're going to get stressed, and we have to make them feel comfortable. And if that relationship is not the right one from the start, it's just not going to happen.
Back to the original. So, folks, we have three leaders on the phone here, Phil, Bill, and Leslie. So, as leaders, if you were aware of people in your industry or your own region or your company or your team when they go, is there any level of accountability of asking what specifically they learned, what they will adopt, what they will implement, and then even carry it further to see if they have? I mean, because I know that these destinations, places, it's like New Orleans and San Fran, New York, and, Phil and I were in New Orleans. Tell me, I mean, Phil, Bill, Leslie, even what level of accountability, if any, is there?
Let's go to Phil, because he hasn't had an opportunity to talk.
Well, you know, certainly loved my time in New Orleans. The venue, to me...
With me as a roommate, too.
Were you his roommate?
Yeah, that was a learning
really?
Experience.
You roomed with Scott?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Phil.
You really?
We did.
Wow. I have a whole new respect for you now, Phil.
That's why he's calling it. It's a tough business.
All right. Someone had to do it.
It's a difficult industry. It's a tough business. But the venue secondary, I mean, if we can learn online, if we can learn in Atlantic City, if we can learn right in our backyard at the Members' Day here in Westchester County, it all matters. I'll just go back to the well. I want my own brokers, I want my own licensing affiliated with me to be smart, to be current. And, heck, I learned most of my stuff sitting at my laptop on active rain 5 and 6 years ago. So the venue and the medium matters less to me than the fact that the mind is open and they're honing their craft.
Okay, I have an opportunity here to change the subject a little bit, so I'm going to do that. The times have changed in our real estate industry. I mean, I'm in the business for 25 years, so I've seen quite a few changes. And I know that you're seeing the changes as well, particularly with marketing and technology. I want to ask the two of you, or actually the three of you, I think you all three are still on the phone, what changes are you seeing, and how are the real estate professionals staying connected and ahead of the curve? And what type of information are they sharing to better their game? Who wants to go? Phil, you want to answer that first, and then we'll go to the rest?
Did you say Bill or Phil?
Bill, go ahead.
As far as I'm from my perspective, I think that there are some positives in the social media realm, and I have to be honest, I was dragged kicking and screaming into the social media, as you probably even know that, right, Victoria? For several years, I was concerned about it. So I think that these groups, again, like Leslie has formed, do have some benefit, and I think that the training platforms that are available now, as Phil was just alluding to, it's just much easier to engage in the learning process. That will never fix those agents and those brokers who allow those agents to hang their hat in their office that aren't going to be engaged. We can have the best technology, the best trainers, the best groups, but if the broker owners of the offices that have these broker agents working for them, if they don't hold them accountable, then it doesn't matter what's available.
Okay, so basically accountability implementation is very important. We have about 30 seconds left before we go for them. So I just want to go to Phil, if you can answer that question. What changes are you seeing in technology and in marketing?
I'm going to shamelessly inject my own agenda here. There's all kinds of changes, and for that reason, the exemption for brokers who have had 15 years or 20 years, whatever the number is, from continuing ed is a travesty and should be stopped.
They got the Buicks. Right.
Hey, I have 25 years in the business. Right. I am grandfathered. I do not have
is
to take CE.
That's New York.
But
we're fun of learning because you know.
But I stay on my game. I take it. I mean, I don't even sell real estate anymore, and I'm a CDPE, you know. So I went out and I learned everything that, you know, comes out, and I stay on the game, you know. So I kind of agree with you, Phil.
Sure. That's
I agree with you. You have to be learning.
I won't tell you how long I've been in the business.
Well, you can't get grandfathered anymore.
Not anymore.
He wants to pull the people out of...
out of the retirement
right.
home.
And he wants to put them back into training, into CE courses.
Okay.
Right?
It's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Right? That's what we're talking about. Okay, Leslie, I want to thank you for being on our show. How is it that anyone can contact you should they need to?
You can find me on Facebook, Leslie Ebersole, that's E-B-E-R-S-O-L-E, or on Twitter, or I have various email addresses, but Facebook is just a really easy place to find me.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing your wealth of information and for participating and bringing Raise the Bar forward to all of the professionals in the real estate industry. And since we have two callers on the phone that stayed on so long, Phil, how do we contact you?
GAPhillip.com, J-P-H-I-L-I-P, GAPhillip.com, I guess, is the best place to find me.
Awesome, and I want to thank you as well for always supporting our show. And Bill? Did we lose you, Bill? Okay, we lost Bill. Scott, how do we reach you?
Bill, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. Easily, sforcino at exitrealtygroup.com.
And I am Victoria Rivadeneira, and I am very easy to find at VictoriaRIVA.com. We want to thank everyone for listening and participating in the Real Estate Revolution. We are here every Monday at 6 p.m. We will see you next week. Thank you.
Entergy Studios, it's News Talk 12.